Maca, Lepidium mayani, the versatile power herb from the highlands of Peru by Donnie Yance.
Read for you by Dr. David Lemon.
Introduction. Maca, Lepidium mayani, belongs to the family Cruciferae, broccoli and cauliflower, and is a radish-like root vegetable native to Peru. It grows exclusively between 3,500 meters and 5,000 meters in the central highlands of the Andes mountain range. Maca has been cultivated as a food and medicine in South America for at least the past 1,000 to 2,000 years. The powder has a mildly sweet taste similar to graham cracker crumbs. Maca has been traditionally eaten in the Andean region for its aphrodisiac and fertility-enhancing properties. The herb is a powerhouse of nourishing molecules, including vitamins C, B3, B6, B1, B2, B12, E, A, minerals, calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, iron, copper, zinc, selenium, essential amino acids, proteins, carbohydrates, fatty acids, and secondary metabolites, like glucosinolates, alkaloids, flavonoids, anthocyanins, tannins, saponins, and others. The various observed actions of maca include enhanced reproductive health, increased energy, improved sports performance, antioxidation, anti-inflammatory, UV radiation protective, mood enhancement, neuroprotection, antimicrobial, anti-cancer, liver protective, immunomodulation, supports insulin sensitivity, lipid lowering, improves skin health, improves digestive function, supports high altitude adaptation, supports healthy bone density, and encourages lean muscle growth. Plant genetics, botanical parts used, methods of processing, and methods of extraction are all major factors that affect the chemical composition, attributes, and health effects of maca-based products. Maca and sexual function. A study in 2000 by Bolin et al. Determined the effect of oral administration of a purified lipidic extract from L. mayani on the number of complete intromissions, intercourse events, and mating in normal mice on the latent period of erection, LPE, in rats with erectile dysfunction. Oral administration enhanced the sexual function of the mice and rats as evidenced by an increase in the number of complete intromissions and the number of sperm-positive females in normal mice, and a decrease in the LPE in male rats with ED. The study revealed for the first time an aphrodisiac activity of L. mayani. To examine the hormonal effects of maca, Gonzalez et al. Conducted a 12-week double-blind, placebo-controlled, randomized parallel trial in which active treatment with different doses of maca was compared with a placebo. The study aimed to test the hypothesis that maca has no effect on serum reproductive hormone levels in apparently healthy men when administered in doses used for aphrodisiac and or fertility-enhancing properties. Data revealed that when compared with placebo, maca had no effect on any of the hormones studied, nor did the hormones show any changes over time. Multiple regression analysis showed that serum testosterone levels were not affected by treatment with maca at any of the times studied. In conclusion, treatment with maca does not directly affect serum testosterone or other reproductive hormone levels. Herbalists tend to think that instead of increasing hormones directly, maca has more upstream effects at the level of the hypothalamus and pituitary gland, helping to balance the hormones in an indirect way. Gonzalez et al. Conducted another 12-week double-blind, placebo-controlled, randomized parallel trial in which the active treatment with different doses of maca was compared with placebo to determine whether the effect of maca on the reports of sexual desire was because of an effect on mood or on serum testosterone levels. An improvement in sexual desire was observed with maca after 8 weeks of treatment. Serum testosterone and estradiol levels were not different in men treated with maca and those treated with placebo. Logistic regression analysis showed that maca has an effect on sexual desire at 8 and 12 weeks of treatment independent of hormone levels. Another team of researchers evaluated the effect of maca after oral administration on rat sexual behavior. The following sexual performance parameters were acutely improved: first mount, first intromission, ejaculation, intercopulatory interval, and copulatory efficacy. Moreover, long-term maca treatment included induced and apparently non-dose-related increase in rat movement during the second 10-minute period of observation in activity cage. Thus, they concluded that both acute and chronic maca oral administration significantly improved sexual performance parameters in male rats. Maca and muscle growth. With aging, sarcopenia or muscle loss and the associated movement disorders can become serious problems. The roots of maca contain active ingredients, such as triterpenes, that have a preventative effect on sarcopenia. However, the effect of maca on muscle hypertrophy growth had not yet been investigated until 2022. Dong Yi et al. Performed experiments to test the effects of and mechanisms of maca on muscle cell growth by adding different concentrations of yellow maca to C2C12 skeletal muscle cell culture. 2 days after differentiation, maca was added for 2 days of incubation. The muscle diameter, area, differentiation index, and multinucleation were assessed by immunostaining, and the expression levels of the proteins related to muscle protein synthesis and degradation were examined by Western blotting. Compared with the control group, the muscle diameter and the area of the myotubes in the maca groups were significantly increased, and the cell differentiation index and multinucleation were significantly higher in the maca groups. In other words, maca extract acted like fertilizer on muscle cells, supporting robust growth. Phosphorylation, like the molecular on-off switch of AKT, AMPK, and mTOR, was elevated in maca groups. These three molecular pathways are involved in cellular survival, energy management, and increased growth. These results suggest that maca may promote muscle hypertrophy, differentiation, and maturation. Sports performance and maca. A preliminary study of the sports endurance and libido-boosting effects of maca was completed in 2009. The aim of the study was to observe the effects of 14 days of maca supplementation on endurance performance and sexual desire in trained male cyclists. After 14 days of maca supplementation, the athletes improved both their 40-kilometer cycling times and their sexual desire. Another sports study of elite women handball players showed improved performance in various physical exercises and movements after taking a black maca supplement. The researchers concluded that black maca supplementation can have a positive effect on improving the performance of elite handball players who engage in high-intensity movements by enhancing their isokinetic muscle function and endurance. Mouse studies have also shown that maca can improve post-exercise muscle fatigue and performance. The scientists wrote that maca significantly enhanced mouse leg grip strength and increased exercise endurance. They found that maca strengthened mouse muscle structures so that exercise-induced metabolic stress was alleviated by upregulating the critical coenzyme NAD-NADH. Furthermore, the researchers suggest that maca might upregulate mitochondrial biogenesis and function, thereby protecting against oxidative stress-induced damage. They concluded that the effects of maca decreased exercise-induced fatigue in mice and could be an effective functional food supplement for improving exercise performance and alleviating physical fatigue. Maca and metabolic syndrome. Metabolic syndrome is considered a cluster of conditions including high blood pressure, elevated blood sugar, abnormal cholesterol levels, and excess abdominal fat. These traits often occur together, increasing the risk of heart disease, diabetes, and stroke. It is primarily driven by insulin resistance, obesity, and an unhealthy lifestyle. In an animal model of metabolic syndrome, rats were fed a high-fat, high-carbohydrate diet. Then, 1 month after maca supplementation, these unhealthy rats remarkably decreased the elevation of blood glucose and lipids, improved liver function and insulin resistance. Additionally, it was successfully restored the state of inflammatory and oxidative stress. Mood and maca. While the mechanisms are not yet fully understood, maca has been shown to help support energy, mood, and general life quality of life scores. Many of these are overlapping benefits. Increased energy can give someone a better mood, and feeling happier can give you more energy and motivation to live life and move more. A study published in 2016 looked into the health benefits of maca. A total of 175 participants were given 3 grams of either placebo, black or red maca extract daily for 12 weeks. Primary outcomes were changes in sexual desire, mood, energy, and health-related quality of life score. The scientists concluded that maca intake supported increased mood and quality of life scores significantly more than the placebo group. Maca and cancer. Maca has been studied for its potential anti-cancer properties, much like other botanical cousins in the cruciferous vegetable family. These anti-cancer effects are largely attributed to its bioactive compounds, including glucosinolates and polyphenols. These compounds exhibit antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and hormone-regulating effects, which can contribute to cancer prevention or inhibition. Preliminary cell culture and animal studies show that the herb has anti-cancer potential in skin, breast, prostate, lung, cervical, and colon tumor cells, reducing the viability of cancer cells everywhere, anywhere from 83 to 65%. Animal studies have also shown a synergistic effect when maca is combined with chemotherapy. The scientists stated that the polysaccharide extracted from L. peruvianum, or maca tubers, namely MPW was combined with doxorubicin and used in breast cancer models in mice and demonstrated a stronger effect than doxorubicin alone. Safety profile of maca. Maca is generally considered safe when consumed in moderate amounts as a dietary supplement or food. It has been eaten as a food in Peru for over 1,000 years without any known side effects. Modern research also indicates that maca has a low risk of adverse effects. In a study of 175 people, researchers evaluated the safety of both red and black maca varieties and concluded that maca extracts had good acceptability and did not show serious adverse effects. In conclusion, maca extracts were well tolerated and safe. As with all foods and herbs, certain individuals may be more sensitive to maca at the doses used. Some individuals have reported stomach distress, headaches, difficulty sleeping, or changes to women's menstrual cycles. Individuals with hormone-sensitive cancers, such as breast or prostate, should exercise caution as maca may influence hormonal balance. Pregnant or breastfeeding individuals and those taking medications should consult a natural healthcare professional before using maca. As with any supplement, it's essential to use high-quality products from reputable sources. Conclusion. In summary, maca stands out as a versatile herb with a wide range of health benefits supported by both traditional use and modern research. From enhancing reproductive health and muscle growth to improving energy, mood, and metabolic function, maca's potential applications are vast. Its ability to influence key physiological pathways such as those involved in hormone balance, energy management, and cellular growth underscores its value as a functional food and supplement. With ongoing research shedding light on its mechanisms and broader health impacts, maca continues to be a promising natural remedy for promoting energy, physical health, and mental well-being.